We're talking about legends that were created on grand final day. Anthony Minicello from the Roosters still closed enormously to the camp, but premiership player, origin legend as well. I'm glad to say that Minnie joins us. G'day, Minnie.
Morning, boys. How
yeah.
are we?
Yeah, good, good. You want to give us the final word, mate, on Jake Friend, whether he plays or not. Have you been sniffing around at training?
Well, no, I haven't actually. It's been no time. So I've been running our clinics and my clinics. So I haven't been deep in the offices, boys. So I actually don't know myself.
Minnie, how are the Roosters, do you think? Well, how are they compared to this time last year, do you believe, with their preparations? Do you notice a more calmness about them? Are they more excited? What's the feeling when you're preparing for your second grand final in a row, do you think?
I think experience counts for a lot in the game. So all those boys have been there and done it last year. So I think that's a slight advantage. They get to know what they know what the week's all about. So, you know, balancing, you know, you've got to enjoy the week as well. So you can't be too ready to play too early. You've got the fans, the families, the media, all the fan days. And then you've got to knuckle down and get some training done and come up with a really good plan and then balance the mental preparation in all that as well. So it is an art this week of doing it. So if you've been there last year, I think that is a slight advantage.
We haven't sort of had that debate so far. I haven't seen a lot of it. We've talked about the lack of experience, grand final experience for the Canberra Raiders. Only Joey Leilua is the only player of the 17 to play a grand final. But, Minnie, remember the debate, you've got to lose a grand final before you win one. But I think in the modern era, remember that one? You've got to lose a grand final before you win one.
That's what I said back in the day too.
Yeah, so I think in the modern era, the players, the grounding, the preparation, their education, their pathway systems now is so much more different, isn't it?
Oh, totally. The game's come a long way in 10 years. It's so professional. And these guys are highly tuned and ready to play. They get their mental prep slightly off, or they play the game too early in their head, or they don't prep that well. And that's when the other team has the edge. So, physically they're pretty much matched up. But, whether they can stick to the game plan under pressure, because, pressure does funny things to players, and it's going to be out there again on Sunday night. Who sort of withstands that pressure and stays calm under it and sticks to the plan, I suppose, will come away with a victory.
Both these coaches very well. What did you make of them yesterday at the fan day? There was no sort of love there between them, Minnie.
No shaky hands.
That's good to see them. I think both of them, they're very competitive. I know, Ricky is very, very competitive and wants to win at all costs, and Robbo's pretty much the same, but in a different style of coaching. So, two different styles of coaching coming together on Sunday. So the plans will be probably quite different. Mm. And so I think it's going to be a great game to watch.
Yeah, I've been saying all week, I think the under tag role suits the Raiders and Ricky's style. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree. Sure. Definitely.
He loves that, doesn't he? Us against them.
Yeah, he'll definitely play on that a little bit, and no one's giving us a chance and all that type of stuff. We've got then the whole town behind them as well, so they'll draw from that and use that to their advantage. But the Roosters are sort of on the other end of the spectrum, where they won it last year and no one's gone back to back in 26 years. So they're in their own sort of journey as well. So it's going to be really interesting.
Now, even if Ricky was the red hot favourite, as the Roosters are, he played the underdog tag. But yes. Minnie, what I want to know from you and give us an insight to Trent Robinson, if I'm Trent, I'm more than happy to take the favourites tag and say, you know what, that's how good we are. We deserve to be favourites. Now get out there and prove how good you are. Is he sort of coach? Yeah.
Well, he doesn't even look into that. He sort of looks into the potential of the team and what their goals are and how he's framed the season at the start of the year with the team. Mm. So they're just drawing of what they've worked on all year, basically. And this is a week's preparation. You're not going to do anything different to what you did last week or the week before. You know, he's going to keep everything the same, although the week is different with media commitments and whatnot. But their training sort of structured days are exactly the same.
Mm. Minnie, with the Roosters, what do they need to do well to win? And if the Raiders are to cause an upset, who are the guys that you're most concerned about?
Yeah, for the Roosters, I think, you know, their defence last week was phenomenal. You know, if they can back that up with that defensive display, that'll give them a good chance of going on and winning the game and maybe winning it comfortable. But, you know, they sort of chanced their arm a little bit through a couple of passes for mistakes last week, the Roosters. So I think they have to slightly adjust their attack and make sure their passes are on the money and maybe don't force the pass and just try and build pressure a little bit more.
Yep.
The Raiders, yeah, their unstructured attack and their second phase footies is the key for them, I think. You know, if they start coming up with loose balls or drop balls because they're pushing it a bit too much and the Roosters get their defensive line set, then they might find it hard to cross the stripe. But if their passes start to stick and you've got Bateman and Hodgson and Papali leading the way there, that's when they can trouble the Roosters.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? Like, to play that unstructured football, there is a risk.
Yeah,
but if they get it right, that's what can cause some damage to the Roosters.
Yeah, totally. So I think, you know, it's a grand final. You got to chance your arm somewhere. It's only an exciting one, that's for sure.
All right. There won't be any surprise about your tip, Mini, but can we get your margin, your Churchill medal winner and your first try scorer?
All right. So I'm gonna go Roosters 13+, boys.
Wow.
Just because they've done it all before, and I know their defensive structure is going to hold them in good stead.
Yep.
So I'll go Roosters 13+, and James Tedesco for the Clive Churchill. First try scorer, I might go with Brett Morris.
Brett Morris, big game player.
Outside of Joseph Manu with one of those spectacular little backhand passes.
Yes.
Sounds good for a Rooster supporter, doesn't it?
If I see you out at the grand final now that you've tipped the Roosters 13+, Minnie, there'll be no speakeys on Sunday. I'm just going to walk straight past you. No eye contact.
I love it. I hope I'll see you out there, mate. We'll have a laugh.
We will, buddy.
See you, Minnie.
Cheers, boy.
See you, mate.